You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, I hope you're enjoying the series on the five lies of Islam. Number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Islam lie number four, the Jesus of the Muslims is the same as the Jesus of the Christians. And Islamic lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. You know, in the previous show, we went through the four times in the Bible. Well, there's more than four, but we went through specifically four times where God specifies Isaac. You know, he talks about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So God specifies Isaac. Why is that so important? Because the Muslims say that all of the blessings went through Ishmael. So in the next generation, Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau. Now Isaac loved Esau, but God chose Jacob for the path that Abraham's seed would be called through. In Malachi chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 and Romans chapter 9 verse 13, we read about how God chose Jacob but hated Esau. The reason Esau was hated could have been because he had married two Canaanite women and later two daughters of Ishmael. See, Esau went and to Uncle Ishmael and went to live with him and married two of his daughters. And that line was corrupted because of that. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, and laid waste his mountains and his heritage for the jackals of the wilderness. And in Romans 9:13 it says, as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Now, let me ask you a question. Think back. Why did King David, why was he not able to build the temple? Let me give you the answer. A lot of you already know this. Because he had blood on his hands. He was a warrior. That's why God had King Solomon build the temple, or he authorized him, because he was a lover, not a warrior. He made, like as the saying goes, he made love, not war. God is not pleased with people that have blood on their hands. He made a choice between Ishmael and Isaac, between Esau and Jacob, and between even King David, who he loved, and King Solomon, just as he did between the offering of Cain and Abel. So, you know, there is one hope. We have to bring the Muslims to the Lord before they bring us to the sword. Get them to quit worshiping Satan and worship God. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.